So in that final week, was there a theme that came up from it or a central idea which you felt was lost in the during the major part of the process?
What I did was I simplified everything. Before it was I was being very ambitious. Because I don't know a lot, right, about the play, and I had to kind of build my own ideas, and you know, I had to anticipate, you know, a lot of things, which might work, which might not work, and things like that, and you know, so I throw in quite a lot of stuff. But in the end, like you know, I ask myself again that question: what is absurdity? And I think the beauty of the play is in the lines, it's in the delivery, it's in when the characters deliver those lines, you see. So I don't need to have frills of like, you know, things flying or jumping or like, you know, lights, things like that. But I want it to be so focused on the actors, and even their movements are clean, no, you know, no unnecessary movements. Everything is very economical so that people can come and watch and listen to the lines, to Alfian's words, you know. And I think that really, that for me, that was the biggest success of the piece, that people really could understand that. And what came out of that were all the strong characters. Yeah. We had actually issue with the costume too, because you know, because when one thing didn't work, the rest also might, you know, kind of spiral down and, you know, affect one thing affecting the other. So within that 1 week also, like, you know, we changed the whole costume from something that is, again, neither here nor there, color, you know, the color wise and, you know, design wise. So I changed everything to just make it black and white again. Yeah, make it monochrome.